Hi, Albert. Can you tell me what is pizza therapy about?
Oh, sure, Andrea. Pizza therapy is really a way of honoring my dad. My dad died about 8 or 9 years ago. And when we were teenagers, he would make pizza for us. We were kind of punky kids, you know, kind of troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
My dad
mm-hmm.
invited my friends over to the house to the kitchen and would get pizza dough from a bakery. And he would make pizza for us. And we'd tell stories and hang out and spend time. So the pizza therapy is what he did, and it's a way of honoring him. That's where my website came from.
Well, that sounds beautiful. Albert, how can families and children apply this pizza therapy that you offer or that you propose?
Oh, that's a great question, Andrea. You know, my mom got me making pizza about 23, 24 years ago. She gave me a recipe that she used. And I have used it I'm a teacher, so I've used it with my classes a lot, and I've done it with my friends a lot. And I like getting kids involved. And how they can do it is, you get kids involved in every step of the process, from making the dough to, and if they're older kids, they can cut the ingredients, obviously. If they're younger, you have to be careful. Putting the pizza together, putting the ingredients together, that can really be a party or a celebration. And that's how they can certainly get involved. When you make pizza together, you make friends and you make your family happy.
Albert, we've been asking the following question throughout the show. Now we want to know your opinion, and that is, what is your favorite pizza?
It kind of depends a lot, I guess, on my mood. I mean, I really like pepperoni. It's one of my favorites. My favorite pizza now, so it's really changed, but my favorite pizza right now is called an Attila pizza, and it's something a friend of mine brought the recipe back from Italy. And what it is gorgonzola cheese, arugula, mozzarella, and pistachios. That's my new favorite pizza.
Can you repeat the name again, please?
Sure. It's called the Attila. My friend learned it when he was visiting in Sicily, and he modified the recipe. It's got gorgonzola cheese, an Italian cheese, arugula, which is kind of like a lettuce spinach kind of thing, an Italian spinach. It's got mozzarella, and it's topped with pistachios.
Wow. Albert, you were talking about the dough, you were talking about the ingredients, but when baking the pizza, which is the best oven to make it?
Oh, that's a good question. Really, the best oven would be either a wood-fired or coal-fired oven. That's going to give you a real high heat, and that's what you want when you make pizza. And a lot of people have problems with it. They think it's like baking a cake or baking some kind of dish. When you use your home oven, the best thing you can do is heat it up as hot as it will go, 500 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter.
Wow.
I don't know what that is in Celsius, but as hot as it can go. And also, to really get a good pizza, you need a pizza stone inside the oven. You heat that up as well for about an hour or so. You want that stone in your oven to be as hot as possible.
Well,
of course, the best oven is a coal-fired oven or a wood-fired oven.
That sounds great and delicious, and we are waiting to... We can't wait, actually, to go and eat pizza. We're going to give our listeners your website, which is pizzatherapy.com, right?
Yes. May I ask you a question,
Yes,
Andrea?
Of course.
I understand that pizza is pretty big in Ecuador as well.
Yes, of course.
That a lot of people like pizza.
We like pizza a lot, and actually it's like what we eat when we're with friends or watching pictures or something like that. It is very common. Ricardo has a last question for you.
No, I was going to tell you another thing, Albert. For you know, every Tuesday here, most of the pizza joints here make buy two pizzas for the price of one. So it's the Tuesday, I think it's like everyone eats pizza in Ecuador.
Yes. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Thank you very much, Albert. Bye-bye.
I'd like to just finish off one thing.
Yes?
I'd like to say, here's my a saying for you all. Pizza on earth, goodwill to all. Thank you so much, Andrea and Ricardo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
the
very
same
much.
To you, Albert.